everything is so unfair, and you're stumbling for take yourself up and see.
Villages untouched by modern life, upholding old traditions, displayed in crafts and feasts, incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. Ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taracha, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime, a feast of the senses, endless stream of excitement, a never-ending adventure in Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
The love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. And some guidance from above. The people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on. What's the truth, y'all? Come on. What's the love, y'all?
We're so killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 touch us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive and love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
One word, we only got one word, that's all we got. Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely, Promuna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Kagapi Rokolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liang Kabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Previously, you just enjoyed a song that just took us back in early 2000s, Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake, Where Is the Love? Well, if you are searching for love for Indonesia, Indonesia today is the right place for you as we present the latest information from Indonesia, just like this one.
Voice of Indonesia.
Okay, listener. Now we have information from Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, who is aiming to ensure airports in Indonesia get included in the list of top 10 airports in the world. During the Airport Service Optimization Coordination meeting in Bali on Thursday, he expressed the hope of achieving the target by 2029. According to him, number one position is Doha International Airport in Qatar, and number two is Changi in Singapore. Those two airports are good, so this list is not made up. And Indonesia should be able to be in the top 10 best airports in the world. He emphasized it's not impossible for Indonesia to enter the top 10, considering that Istanbul International Airport in Turkey is on the list based on Skytrax 2024 data. Currently, Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Banten, Indonesia is ranked 28 in the world, up 15 places from 2023, while Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali is ranked 74th or up 6 places. To improve the ranking of airports, the minister held a dialogue with ambassadors of some countries to discuss the opening of direct flights to Indonesia. Like, for example, recently, Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono met the British ambassador to Indonesia to discuss bilateral cooperation, as well as urge the UK to start direct flights not only on the London-Jakarta route, but also London-Bali route. Indonesia may have the spirit to break into the top 10 list, meaning that if Indonesia is serious and earnest, Indonesia can pursue the improve in ranking. There is a lot more when we come back, so stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jatuh cinta lagi setelah setahun kau pergi. Tak ku sesali cinta yang dulu sangat berarti. Dan kini aku bersama dia yang penuh canda. Kadang ku merasa kau seperti dia, sungguh-sungguh terasa mirip denganmu. sempat bermimpi. Namun ternyata mimpi hanya bertahan sehari. Dan kini aku bersama dia yang penuh canda. Kadang ku merasa kau seperti dia, sungguh-sungguh terasa. Oh, mirip denganmu.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose chipping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Friends.
our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns stretched in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillac in our dream. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal,
it's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler,
you can call me queen.
I feel wonderful. RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
In recent years, Bali has faced its share of challenges. Overcrowded beaches, cultural sites in disrepair, and a growing litter problem have left many concerned about the island's future. And it's clear that something needs to change. However, from adversity comes an opportunity for renewal. Bali has embarked on a journey towards sustainable tourism by introducing regulations. Then why does Bali need tourist levies? The answer is simple. To preserve Bali's natural beauty, cultural heritage, and enhance the visitor experience. Tourist levy regulations help protect and restore Bali's cultural treasures. They ensure all human beings respect, maintain, and appreciate sacred sites. Now, Bali is working towards cleaner, more pristine environments. As you explore Bali, remember to do it with respect for the local culture and environment. By contributing to the tourist levy, you're actively participating in sustainable tourism. Your support helps preserve Bali's natural beauty and cultural heritage for generations to come. Leave beautiful footprints, and the memories will last a lifetime. In conclusion, the Bali Tourist Levy is not just a fee, but an investment in Bali's continued allure. Your contribution shapes a brighter future for this island paradise, ensuring it remains a haven for all who visit. Together, we can protect its natural beauty, cultural heritage, and ensure a harmonious coexistence. This regulation will be implemented in 2024. Let's cherish Bali together and leave a legacy of responsible travel.
Here's news from Indonesia. A total of 6 home representatives are set to compete in the quarterfinals of the BWF Super 500 Indonesia Masters 2025 tournament held at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Friday. That's news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah, yeah. sisiku.
Yep.
Memang kau jauh dariku.
Yeah.
Namun sama kau di hatiku nantikan selalu kehadiranmu.
Yeah.
I believe that we can work it out. 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 Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes, it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
And ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu. Aku heran, telepon darimu make it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. Mamu, yeah. Jangan kau ragu, kau ada di hatiku. Aku ini milikmu.
Nope, I'll never leave you until 5 p.m. Western Indonesia time. Because now we keep on airing on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And now we have another special feature specially produced by Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38.
a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only, as in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friend. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is mum trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted, then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone after the domestic work is completed. She goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours' drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the faith, if things are smooth then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Hola. Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manis Tutu village chief Ika Tutsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. Story of the brave woman from Manis Tutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Tomorrow. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tanah Wolio. The song Tanah Wolio was composed by Laode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tanah Wolio is taken from Wolio district in Baobab City, Buton Island. Tanah Wolio is also a nickname for Buton Island. The lyrics of the song Tanah Wolio tell the story of the Wolio region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Wolio. This song also reminds the younger generation about Tanah Wolio, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tanah Wolio Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Wolio is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tanah Wolio, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Kenye anak Betawi gak berbudaya katanya.
Newsline. Deputy Chairperson of the People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno, has said he believes the industry will continue carrying out energy transition projects despite United Nations withdrawal from the Paris Agreement. Moving on to Komodo International Airport in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai District, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia will add another international flight route, namely Singapore-Labuan Bajo-Singapore in March this year. The flight route will be served by Australian airline Jetstar Airways.
That was Miss Line from Voice of Indonesia.